The day of, 8:45, I said to sister, I said, China, where's your brother? She said, he said he's going to the store. He's going to be right back, mommy. To be like 4 or 5 minutes later, somebody bams on my door and said, something happened to your son. I feel lost because I am, because I lost a part of me. I don't know what to tell my daughter that's 14. I said, it's counseling. She said, mommy, what would you do? Do we bring the counselor home with us? What we do with the counselor is not here. How do we deal with life? You just live day by day. You thank God for waking you up this morning. And sometimes you don't even know what to pray. You just say, God, help me. I don't know how to cope. I do have my breakdown days. I do have. But I have to say, you know what? How can I ask my children, my other children, to be strong when I'm not strong? You ever had a puzzle and you have all the pieces, but then you have this one piece like, oh my God, I can't find it. That's how it is. I had thought one time, I had a thought, say, well, Nicole, did you fail as being a parent? As being a mother to Randall? And I did. And you know, I said to myself, I did everything that I could do. But I couldn't protect him from that day, that moment. He was Martin Luther King in fifth grade, and he had big dreams and aspirations. Both of us did. He went to Florida State, and he saw black men reading and writing. Because before then, Randall was like, kind of confused, like, mommy, you want me to do these things in life, but I don't see these things around me. If I could stand in the middle of that bullet. He's not even here to tell me how that felt. Your children, we're supposed to heal them and nourish them, but I have nothing. I'm left with nothing. After the funeral, they're here today. The community speaks all of these things, and they're here and that and that. But the community's not going to be here forever. I felt if they had to stay and stick in with you much longer, then it probably wouldn't happen that much in the community. It's going to run for about 2 weeks or a week. Them people gone, baby. You're going to have to learn how to dance to your own music. And sometimes you can't even dance. You can't even move. You're like, whoa, he's gone. I still haven't really came to grips with that part of it. I said I want to move, but I said not now. Because this is the only thing I have is memories here. I see the next one. You look at it and say, wow, somebody else is walking in my shoes. Why? Because I don't want anyone to feel that. To see someone else crying and going through that, family on TV and screaming and hollering, they don't know what to do. They're lost like I am. Who's going to say that they're going to be able to cope? That's a pain that doesn't go away. But somebody has to care enough to want to have to stop the pain that these people go through, that I am going through and still going through. Somebody got to let it stop. Some people say, well, time heals all wounds. It gets a little more easier to think about, but I don't feel time healing nothing. Time don't heal this wound here.